Hi there, I'm Billy, and welcome to some of the very best parts of Billy Corgan at Breakfast over the last month or so. Now, July was a big month for sport, especially as we had the very own ding-dong Ayrshire Derby between Ayr United and Kilmarnock at Somerset Park. And as part of Zoe Kelly's 30 before 30, she wanted to go to her first ever football match. So this seemed, I thought, a pretty good place to start. And since it was going to be our first time ever going to a game, one of our listeners, Stuart, phoned up to give her a wee bit of advice.
Morning, Billy. How are you doing?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
I'm fine. Is Zoe standing or sitting today? So I'll have some tips for her for the game.
She's sitting down. We need all the tips we can get.
Right. If she's sitting, right, well, sit near the front because you'll be wee toad. You don't want to have the big bruiser and you can't see the game.
That's a good point.
No, the ones where most of you standing, don't get in the wrong end.
Don't get the wrong end. That's a good point as well. Although she's been very coy as to what end she's going to. I think it'll be whatever one she can get a ticket for.
There's nothing worse if your team scores and you're celebrating and the wrong end.
That's a good point. Do you know, I've been to a couple of games and I've seen that once or twice. And folk are all right about it, but they're always like, look at him there.
I'll be one of those annoying people that every time there's a goal scored, I'll be like so excited no matter what size I'm on. I'm like, oh, there's a goal. I'm like, shut up. You're not supposed to be happy about that one.
What do you think is the ultimate snack she needs to be having at the football? There seems to be a lot of debate on this, right? Whether it's pie and bovril or what do you think? What's the ultimate?
Well, Zoe can't eat pies because she's a vegetarian.
Exactly. So what can we think? There's no alternative for her, is there? Unless she's going to eat the grass off the pitch.
Yeah, macaroon bars. Macaroon bars are still there.
That's a good point, macaroon bars. Macaroon bars were sorted.
Well, there we go. I'm so looking forward to my macaroon bar tonight. Look out for some macaroon selfies later.
And you can have a cheeseburger, man, it's a burger.
Just a roll and cheese.
Just have the bread. Yeah, that's awesome. Look, thanks very much. And she needs all the help she can get. Alright, cheers then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, Zoe, she still wouldn't reveal what side she was going to stand in, but it seemed to be the game was the last thing in her mind. She was more interested in what the scran was like. Did you get any snacks? Did you get you can't have a pie, of course.
This is another thing. I didn't get offered anything.
What?
I was raging. Not one person came up and down the aisles or whatever it is it's called.
No, they don't do that.
What do you mean they don't do that?
You've got to go to the hatch. It's not like the baseball games in America. I love the way you said that. I didn't get offered anything. I mean, they didn't offer me a cup of tea.
I presume, like you see on the TV, like people walk up and down the stairs and be like, anybody want any snacks, drinks? And I'd be like, yeah, over here, please. I was expecting that. Not one person came and asked me if I wanted anything.
That's amazing. I would love to go. Right, I want Zoe Kelly put in charge of the football right now. I think we can improve it tenfold.
I was sitting there starving going, when's the wee guy going to come round and offer me some food?
But you make it sound like someone's nan's going to come round. Zoe, do you want a cup? No, I'm alright, thanks.
No, the wee
much.
Guy that comes round with the food on a tray.
Aye,
is like, does anybody want anything?
The food monkey you see in the
yes.
I don't know what they're called. The vendors,
a vendor.
And it wasn't just football in July. There was also a big fight to look forward to as well. I don't know if you've seen it. You must have, because it's got to be the biggest fight ever. It's Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather, right?
Right.
Now, they're doing the press conference tour just now. And if you want value, I'm a wrestling fan. I like smack talk, right? But these boys are great value for money, right?
I am not into boxing whatsoever, right?
Yeah.
But I watched this last night and my jaw hit the floor and I thought, this is hilarious. And in a way, I'm buzzing to watch McGregor and Mayweather fight after the stuff that they were saying.
Yeah, this is just a little example of some of the things. What we can play, for
yes.
the record, what we can play a little bit of the chant from McGregor.
The movement, the power, the ferociousness. He's not experienced this. He's fought people who have shied away from him. I don't fear him.
There you go.
That's not even the best bit.
No?
The best bit is when McGregor said, referring to Mayweather, alright, I'm going to try my Irish accent.
Oh no.
He's in a tracksuit. He can't even afford a suit anymore. I'm going to knock him out in 4 rounds.
What part of Dubai is he from exactly?
And then Mayweather came on rocking it in his tracksuit, showing off with all his cash,
yeah.
Brought on a backpack and brought out a cheque
oh, yeah.
for 100 million.
No.
And Conor McGregor shouts in the background, "Aye, is that for the tax man?"
Yeah. I can't wait. Give that guy
a comedy show.
Definitely. I love Conor McGregor. I think it's so good. But you know something? Mayweather gave as well, and we've got to check that fight out because that is coming up. I think, do you know something? That might be an all-nighter. I think we might have to set up and watch that one. That's
definitely
going to be good.
And it's his first boxing fight as well because obviously he's UFC, isn't he?
Yeah, he's UFC. He's an MMA fighter. But you know something? If anybody can do it, it's Conor. And who could forget it was the month of Wimbledon? And it wasn't to be for all sour chops, Andy Murray, but we were still going to celebrate Wimbledon on the show with our very own game of radio tennis. Right, okay, what is radio tennis? It's going to be myself and Zoe Kelly. We are going to be sparring like tennis players back and forth, words based on a particular topic. Right, and the topic today, what is it, Zoe?
I'm just laughing because I used to have a crush on Tim Henman when I was a wee girl watching
really?
Him on the tennis.
I thought he looked like somebody like a school miss and a maths teacher.
No, I don't know. It's just something. He looked like Ken, the Barbie doll.
All right, okay, fair enough. I did not see that. He does look a bit like Ken the Barbie doll. He does, actually.
Anyway,
right, it's time for us. What is the topic today for the radio tennis?
Right, things with pockets. So basically, you and I have to try and name as many things as we can off the top of our head
that have
pockets, and we're going to ping back and forth like an actual tennis game.
Okay, so when Zoe hits it, it's... When I hit it back, it's...
We cannot repeat what the other person has said, which is what you did yesterday.
I have a terrible habit of doing that.
And
I do apologise.
If you pause longer than 5 seconds, you're out.
Out and out. Right, okay. Are we ready, Zoe? All right. Our time starts. She's just winning this. It's easy for you. This is easy for you.
Heads or tails?
All right. Heads.
Oh, heads it is.
Serving right. Here we go. It's my turn. Here we go. Kangaroos.
Oh, so I was going to say aprons.
Oh, that's a good one. Jackets.
Jeans.
Wallets.
Bags.
Waistcoats.
Bras.
What? What bra has...
Listen.
Right, okay, fair enough.
Listen. Any girl will vouch, you don't need a handbag on a night out.
Oh, that's true. Right, okay. Waders.
Those wee toasty pocket things that you put in the toaster with the cheese and all that in them and toast the wee pocket things.
Whatever they are. Shoe organisers. No.
Your kind of wee organiser diary thing. It's got wee pockets, different compartments, folder thing.
Lab coats. That is my first legitimate win. My first legitimate
actually
win.
Gutted. I've got my head in my hands right now.
First legitimate win. Well, I've got to admit, we've all learned. Every day's a school day on The Breakfast Show. Not only do I know things that have pockets, but apparently bras have pockets now. So there we go.
Of course they do.
Well,
boxers have got pockets.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. You've got a wee pocket in your wee box.
No, you do not.
Yes, you do.
You do not. That, I think you'll find, is for going to the toilet. That is like a fly. That's not a pocket.
That
is certainly not a pocket.
Oh.
Just you be careful next time you put your hand in one of them looking for your change.
I thought that was a pocket.
No, it's not. Right, well, while I go and explain the complexities of male underwear to Zoe Kelly, she'll be back with a travel on its way next on West FM. One of the things you got in touch with us about during the month was what it took to be a good neighbour, or in the case of one of Zoe's friends, how not to be a good neighbour.
I really, really like this one. It's from Karen Mayer. It says, stop your cats from... I'll reword this a little bit.
All right.
Doing a number two in my garden.
Oh, what?
This is quite funny, right? Because my friend last week got a letter in from the council and it was a complaint about her cat Mittens. Apparently, Mittens has been doing the dirty the neighbour's gardens and they're not happy. But she was raging. She was like, I would have rather that they came to my door to talk about Mittens
than send a letter.
Than go through the council.
Yeah. Do you know, I wish the letter from the council had been addressed to the cat. just to see the confusion of somebody going, Mitten, you got a letter from the council? And we had also been talking about pets because it was this month that Zoe got her new kitten, Minnie, a rescue cat from the SSPCA in Ayr. And we asked about you and your pets. Then Martin from Kilmarnock told us about he ended up giving his dog a home.
Basically, one day I had just popped into the pet shop. At that time, they still did pets, as in dogs and stuff.
Aye.
Basically, I'm standing just having a look about, and these two people, absolutely away with the fairies at the time, discussing just getting a dog for the sake of it.
Right, okay.
And the thought of them getting the wee dog just horrified me that much that I decided to take her home with me.
Oh, right. So they're talking about this dog. You're hearing this and going, I've got to take this dog home. I've got to take this dog home. Keep it away from these folk. I've got to take this dog home.
Yep.
Good on you.
So you basically made it so that the shop was sold out.
That was 8 years ago, and she's been the best wee companion you could ever ask for.
Oh, that's amazing. What's the dog's name?
Siley.
Right, and I've got it. We're going to get into proper dog chat now. What type of breed?
She's a collie cross.
Oh. That's top clapping. That is top clapping. That's long hair as well. That's a good time. Well, that's cool. And what is she like personality wise? She's just a wee fun thing.
She doesn't leave my side.
Oh. Collies are amazing dogs. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, my gran's got a collie.
And
hyper.
So, there you go. And then you're a knight in shining armour. Martin, that's absolutely awesome. Thanks for sharing that story with us. And to top it off, we had a £250 winner on the Win It Minute. You've got 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. If you're not sure, we've got to take your first answer. So if you're not sure, just say pass. We'll move on. We'll come back to the end. But you've got to get all 10 questions right to grab that £250. Does that sound good?
I'll try my best.
All right, okay. Well, look, Zoe is going to be asking the questions for you this morning. You have got 60 seconds on the clock. The very best of luck. And your time starts now.
Which singer has had hits with Paparazzi and Born This Way?
Lady Gaga.
On which part of your body would you wear a trilby?
On your hat. On your head.
Jim Leighton played football for Scotland in which position?
Goalkeeper.
O'Hare is an international airport in which US city?
Chicago.
What is the largest country in South America by area?
Brazil.
Who plays the character Brian Mills in the Taken films?
Liam Neeson.
Which member of the royal family will step down from public appearances later this year?
Prince Philip.
747 Jumbo Jet is manufactured by which company?
Boeing.
In what sport would you shout for if the ball was going to hit someone? What is the internet domain for Australia?
AU.
Well, let me just double check here. Oh no, Ian, I'm afraid I've got some bad news. Or some good news, you won!
Oh, you tease, Billy.
Yeah, I know, I couldn't help it. You have just won £250.
Yes.
With the Win It Minute. I am in so much trouble. Well done, mate. £250 better off. That is going to buy a lot of Doctor Who pocket watches.
Fantastic.
Thanks,
guys.
No. Well, you know, the thing is, though, your gaffer's next to you, so technically it's on work time, so I'll let you guys have that argument. You know, I don't know if that counts as two jobs, you're going to have to pay extra tax. Right. Now, if you'd like to take the challenge of the Win It Minute, just get online to the website at westfm.co.uk and it could be you winning our next £250. And don't forget, Billy Kirkwood at Breakfast is back every weekday from 6 a.m. and we'll be back with more of the best bits soon. Yes! Billy Kirkwood at Breakfast. West FM.